right. Welcome to day 11 of the Winter Feast for the Soul here and beyond. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself settle into your body, your space that you're in, the physical space. And continuing our discussion of Rick Hansen's HEAL acronym. So have a good experience or connect or notice to those things that feel like inner resources that make us resilient. E is enrich, which we'll talk about today. A, absorb, and L is link. So today the topic is the enrich part of it. So according to Rick Hansen, we, in order to learn and grow these particular inner resources, we need to notice where they're happening, really connect to them in our own experience. And by that he means the activation phase, and then intensify. And that's the enrich and absorb. So the ways in which we can enrich our experience is by not just noticing them, but really feeling into them, really taking them on. And this is the counterbalance, of course, to our natural negative bias in our minds. So we tend to hold on to the things that are negative, the times we feel like, oh, we didn't get it right, we didn't do it right, we didn't feel confident or calm or generous. And this allows us to sort of give us a counterbalance and shift our attention or feed the wolf of these inner resources. And here are a couple of ways in which he suggests that you can enrich the experience of it. First of all, is to just lengthen it. Just stay with it for a while. When you notice you're feeling that sense of resilience or agency or capability, to really just stay with that. We tend to just toss that off. Our minds are Teflon for good things and Velcro for bad. So we're trying to switch that. So as you go through your day, just see if you can notice those times when you do feel the sense of resilience. And just pause and take it in. You can intensify it by opening up to it and let it be big in your mind. Just really feel into it. Let it be a big experience. You can expand it by noticing other elements of the experience. So just noticing the other things around it. If you're having a useful thought, look for the related sensations or emotions. See if you can feel it in your body. You can freshen it. The brain, he says, is a novelty detector designed to learn from what's new or unexpected. So look for what's interesting about these resources. Noticing how different it might feel. And then lastly, to value it. We learn from what is personally relevant. Be aware of why the experience is important to you, why it matters, and how it could help you. And all of these ways are ways that we can feel into and take into our own experience these feelings of being capable, so that we can grow them. Good luck. So let's shift to the formal practice. Again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting here. See if you can feel into the feeling of being grounded. able to settle your mind onto the seat and into the body. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling that sense of being upright, feeling the length of your spine, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allow the mind to rest in the stillness of the body. Feel your way into the warmth and support of our practice together.